The Doc Love Show, dating and relationship tips for men. Find us 24/7 at datingwomenradioshow.com. Now, here are your hosts, Doc Love and Jeff Stevens.
It's time for another Dating Women Radio Show segment. Check out the description for what we're talking about this week. Thank you for listening.
I was just calling to check in and see if I did some things right with these two different girls.
Now, a little closer to the phone.
I said, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I said I'm just calling in to make sure I did some things right with these two different girls.
Fire away.
Okay. The first one I met while I was hiking about a week and a half ago. And I texted and set up the date. And through the text, I asked her, you know, if she would like me to pick her up or if she would rather meet each other there.
No. Just say, give me the address. Let her back you off.
Okay.
You're the general. You're not. You're here to give orders.
Gotcha.
You're not here to ask the sergeant what he wants to do.
Yeah.
And please take this in the right context.
Oh no, definitely. Yeah, I definitely am. But she gave me her address, but then she said it's difficult to find. I could meet you at the corner of so and so. But I just text back.
But it wasn't the place where it wasn't. If you're going to meet a girl, meet her at the place you're going to eat up, where you're going to meet up.
Okay, don't pick her up.
Don't meet her on some street corner, and then some reason she's not there, or you get mixed up on the directions.
Yeah. Well, she gave me.
You name the restaurant. You say, by the way, it's right next to Applebee's or Stater Brothers. You know, it's across the street from the Ford agency.
Yeah. Well, she gave me her physical address to pick her up at.
Yeah.
But she said that it's difficult to find. But I text back that I'm pretty good at finding things, and I'll pick you up at the address you gave me. But if I have any problems, I'll give you a call.
Yeah, you're going to be within a block of the place anyway. She'll come out in the street and wave at you.
Yeah. So she had, I told her I'll see you then. It's been about a day, and she hadn't texted back, but I was just making sure I handled that the right way.
Yeah.
Well, I got another girl. She was online. We went on a first date, and she wouldn't let me. She didn't like coffee, but she wanted to meet me anyways. And she wasn't.
Yeah, just say, honey, if you don't like coffee, what we'll do is we'll meet at Applebee's or Chili's. And, you know, you can have a glass of wine or you can have a Coke.
Yeah, well, she accepted the date and showed up. But she didn't say that, like, online. She said that when we met up that she didn't
like
coffee.
Yeah, but they got juices in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you know, they got Pepsi and they got carrot juice and orange juice, you know, pineapple juice. All those places are loaded with different things.
Yeah, and I offered to buy her something, but
she didn't want a drink. She didn't want anything.
Yeah, she didn't want anything.
Something's wrong. Something's wrong. You got to be. She should have something just to make you feel good.
Yeah, I know.
You should have suggested. Well, how about a glass of orange juice?
That's what I did.
And she said no.
And, she was like, no, I'm fine. And I told her, you're making me feel bad. I wanted to buy you something. And she was like, that's okay.
You shouldn't have said that. You don't put yourself down.
No, she said that. Oh, okay, I got you. But, also...
How did the rest of the date go?
Yeah, when we were walking outside, I offered her my arm, and she declined, but... Other than that, her face was, like, really lit up. Her eyes were sparkling when she talked to me. She was smiling and laughing. She said do you take all your girls here to this cafe place? And I told her I'll leave that up to your imagination. Everything else was pretty much a go.
Yeah, I'd put her on probation.
Yeah, and the...
That thing with the drink was a... Something's off there, and I smell a rat. So, and plus the arm thing, she didn't make any points there. You know, she could have said, you know, see, even if the girl has never done that, if she's flexible, she says, yeah, they were taking a guy's arm. What the heck, I'll do it, see what it feels like. She just goes along with it. Plus, she likes you. So we got two red flags there I don't like. The arm and the drink.
Yeah. And the weird thing,
you take her out one more time and she gives you one more little goofy thing, she's out.
Gotcha.
She's on the way out already.
Gotcha. And the weird thing is I got her phone number, but she messaged me 4 days later. So I was waiting the 5 to 9 days. She messaged me 4 days later on the internet instead of the phone, and sent me like a YouTube video. And I said, thanks for sharing. And then she messaged me back, do you want to go to trivia with me Wednesday night, which is tonight? And I said, yeah, that sounds like fun. Do you want me to pick you up? And she messaged back, no, thank you.
No, you say, what time do you want me to pick you up?
Okay.
Always assume and let them back you up. Don't give them choices.
Yeah. So that's tonight. So I guess I'm gonna meet.
Yeah, you're gonna find out tonight. Everything's got to be perfect tonight.
Yeah. Those things kind of caught
me. Something's goofy about this girl. But we'll see. Go in with an open mind. Maybe those two things will disappear and never pop up again. But to meet somebody and you're in a place that has 100 kinds of drinks and she doesn't want any of them, that's antisocial.
Yeah. She did mention the word sexism during the day at one point. And then she also said, like, instead of, like, I have to go to the bathroom, I've got to pee. So those were kind of weird things. I'm thinking maybe she's like a partial feminist, which I really don't
possibly,
like.
Possibly. Yeah, you'll find out tonight. You'll find out tonight.
But definitely. But
hey, I've got to congratulate you, man. You're out there working. You're beating the bushes. That's what counts.
What's funny is, man, it's so true how you talk about, you know, you'll get a bunch of numbers, you know, one day or a stretch of days, and then some days you won't get any. This last week, I don't know what it was. I wore the same clothes I usually wear, shaved and everything, but it seemed like every girl I saw, they just lit up when they saw me. And I got three phone numbers that one day.
So what? No, you're doing very well, man. You get an A on your report card.
And then it's been 4 days and I haven't gotten one. So
that's
true.
All right. It goes up and down. What goes up comes down, goes back up again. You just ride it out. It's like if you're a salesman, you work for a company, you know, you call on five or six places and nothing will happen, and number seven, you'll hit. Same thing in sales. It's all a numbers game. Get used to not being successful, but don't take it personally. Study the system, and then when you go out, you know, figure out what you did right on the date, what you did wrong, read some more of the book, listen to some more of the archive radio shows, go back out there, and it's self-improvement.
Yes, sir. You got it. Thanks a lot, guys, for taking my call.
Thank you, man.
The encouragement and coaching, man. It helps a lot.
You got it, man. We're here to help.
Did you like that? Get way more, like over 150 hours of audio just like that at the Doc Love Club. And we have a free trial with no credit card needed. Check it out now, DocLoveClub.com.